Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That means,
hey man,
it's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute,
that's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew, fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah,
Carl Dukes,
you're not listening,
and Mike Bell,
give me a freaking break,
are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Thursday, everybody. We got a lot to get to, a lot to chop up. Are you going to be okay right now, by the way?
No idea. I've got no audio.
Yeah.
And I got no video.
Okay.
I got a whole lot of nothing.
Well, the reason why I'm saying this, just to paint a picture for you guys, facing our studios behind the glass, which is, of course, Oren and Day-Day, our producers, I face them. Mike faces them from the left-hand side. And so today we came in, and I guess some stuff over there is not working, so you're
our
switching.
Heads are falling off!
Yes, you're switching sides. And yes. Listen, if this is like you going to the office and somebody moving your computer, okay? It's just not comfortable.
It's very disorientating for me. I think now I can't even see Oren. Oren, I can't see you. I can hear you, but I can't see you. So I was at first base. Now I'm at third base.
Yes, correct.
For those of you that are keeping score. And so I don't know if this computer works. My other computer is kaput over there. So I don't know. We will adjust. It's all good.
We will adjust.
All good.
All right. With that said, man, we got a lot to get to. You'll hear coming up a little bit later on this hour our conversation with Jake Matthews. Falcons getting ready for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. And we are going to dive in deeper today. And thanks for all of you who saw and tune in to our pregame show around 11:15 or so every day. And we do that on Twitch and Twitter Live and all the places, YouTube. So appreciate you guys checking that out.
Apparently, we're putting up really big numbers thanks to Knox, our webmaster.
You mean us putting up numbers?
Well, it's team Dukes and Bell and Day-Day and Oren. But yeah, man, so thanks to you guys responding already. So apparently, tremendous revenue we're generating for the company, which we see no part of.
Absolutely. What'd you say, Big O?
I say, you know, we have the big antenna. We also have a big modem.
This is true. This is true. Both of those things are true. Hey, man, we are going to talk about the Falcons. But before we get to that, look, it is rare that before the season starts, there are storylines for us in the NBA with our Atlanta Hawks. But Atlanta, there is one. And there's one we got to talk about because we, and I'm talking about us, this show, has to defend our star. Now, if you're not familiar with what's going on, I just want to play a little bit of this for you and Trey's response, which is, by the way, is unusual that Trey Young responds to anything. Okay, he responded to Mike and I because he felt like we were going after him a little bit hard
right.
A few years ago when we were like, dude, show up. Coach gets fired, be accountable, but we're past all that. And we forget Trae Young was 19 years old when he came into the league. I don't know about you guys, but that's a hard transition to just step in and everybody's expecting you to be the big star.
Right.
So Pat Beverly, who's been in the league a long time, and I've always called Pat Beverly a pest. Everywhere he's been, that's what he does, right? He's a guy that gets under your skin, he fouls you, he may do something illegal to try to get you to retaliate. He's just a pest. But Pat Beverly has been lucky enough to play on some winning teams. And so he was doing this podcast, and there was a question that was asked social media-wise. And say again, I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying, he's kind of like a Dylan Brooks with less offense.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And
that guy.
That's who he's been. Yeah. So he is a defensive guy that really, you know, you don't look for him to score. And so I lay all that out to say he was doing this podcast, and he responds to a tweet that Trae Young had sent in response to guys playing in the All-Star game and playing in the summer. And it started this huge avalanche of things. But here's the thing. For us, we think we're going to have a really good team this year. We think for the first time in a while that Trey has some pieces around him and a healthy Jalen Johnson, mm-hmm. that this team could potentially be a top four team in the Eastern Conference. But I want you to hear a little bit of what Pat Bev said. We'll play a little bit of Trey Young, and then Mike and I are going to respond to this. Because, look, I know how many of you feel about, we'll never win, we're never going to do this, we're never going to do that. Trey Young is still a Hawk. And until he's not, he's our guy.
He's got one more year here. Next year, he's got an option. After this year, he's got an option for next year. And I think there's some contract talks. He's going, probably he wants a deal. And I think if we're ownership, you and I said this before we play the audio, I want to see how he performs with one of the best teams he's ever had around him.
I agree.
Before I throw that big max deal at him.
I have no issues with that. We're talking about a lot of money and a longer commitment, again, for Trey Young, who's already gotten a max deal because he was all NBA, you know, during his rookie deal. Here is Pat Beverly responding and taking shots at Trey Young, which set this off.
Hoop Herald goes, honest question, why do NBA players play so hard in random open gyms in the summer but give no effort in an all-star game with millions watching? My response is because all-stars take the game for granted. It's not one all-star on a basketball court. It's just good naturally, good bump. Trey Young's response was,
he said, relax, let us speak for ourselves. Interesting.
I don't know. I don't think he's in a position to speak. I don't think he's won enough to even speak to me like that or tweet me like that. Oh. He's been to the playoffs 3 times. I've been to the playoffs 9.
9 is more than 3.
He's been in the NBA 7 years. My first 7 years, I didn't miss the playoffs at all.
Interesting.
In the Western Conference.
Interesting.
Right. His rebuttal is probably going to be, yeah, you want the main player on the team. You're absolutely right. But this is why it's a team. I've talked to people who played in Atlanta. They don't want to play there.
Why?
They don't think he's a good leader. They don't think he's a good teammate. This is not coming from me. This is coming from Joe Blow over here. Trey, you can score all the points you want. You can make all the money you want. You can have all the leading assists you want. You can do all that. If you don't win, that won't matter. If you don't win, when you're retired, they're going to forget your name. Fast, too. So yeah, I don't even think he has the wiggle room to talk about you not playing hard for an all-star game. You're not like you're playing in the playoffs.
So what do you think his point is?
I don't know.
He's just trying to put himself above you?
I think so. Like, let us speak. Like, what do you mean? Okay, well, let them play in the playoffs more than 9 years. Speak to them before you speak. They would tell me, Pat, man, that shit ain't the Atlanta Hawks. That shit called the Trey Hawks.
Interesting.
And then the first word he used is relax. And I'm like, relax? You should be uncomfortable. You should be more uncomfortable. Why? That's the problem. You're too relaxed. Oh. 7 years, you made the playoffs 3 times. You're too relaxed. Get uncomfortable. Really get uncomfortable and lead your team to some more wins and playoff push. The game is better. The game needs that from you. If kids up here that look up to you, you talking about me, relax. You get uncomfortable. I challenge you to do that. Don't put yourself up here, right, because you score a lot of points and a lot of assists, but you lose.
Well, it seems like he's just trying to take it as a chance to take a shot that you haven't been in an all-star game.
Obviously, but I've been on teams who won 50 games. I don't know what missing the playoff feels like. I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June. I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like. I don't. Knee deep in the trenches.
June, what finals did Patrick Beverly play?
He's tripping. He has it. That's the deal. Like, you've not played till June. Would you stop?
Yeah, and for the kids, don't stop cussing like that, son.
Well, obviously, he got under his skin. And look, quite. Trey's response, right? Here's a little bit of it. Again, we needed to set this up for you. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. And many of you are like, yeah, Pat Beverly's right. Listen, Pat Beverly's being a... He's being a punk about this.
Pat Beverly played with great players around him. I mean, he's going to throw himself in that elite comp. I mean, come on, man.
He's never been the guy.
He's played with a bunch of all-stars. Trey is a guy who's played with, if we're honest, a bunch of bums. Trey is an all-star who plays with a pretty poor supporting cast,
yes,
if we're honest.
Yes. So here is some of, and by the way, this video's out there. I retweeted it this morning. Put them up, see Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, because I'm proud of our guy. He didn't respond to this kind of stuff, but over time, man, you just get criticized, Mike, over and over and over, and now you've got your own peers calling you out for basically nothing.
On teams who won 50 games.
Yeah, we heard
you,
Pat.
What did you do? You just scored any of those points.
We heard you, Pat.
I didn't realize Patty Ripley's Dennis Rodman. Wow.
404-726-0929. All right, we're going to talk Falcons, but we had to get started with this because this is interesting. Here's our own Trey Young responding, and again, the entire video, it's like 8 or 9 minutes, right, O? Right? Nine? It's 11 minutes? Okay, so you can go watch it, but here's a couple of clips from what Trey said.
Just me and you. What you did versus me, what I did versus you. Granted, when I came into the league, you were going into year 7. This is different timetables, I get it. You were a little bit later into your career. I was 19, about to be 20, going into my rookie season. Do you want to know your age going into your rookie season? You were 24, your first year in the NBA.
Oh!
So you're talking about uncomfortable. Man, you don't know what uncomfortable is.
Oh!
Guys.
I have to tell my family every year, your daddy be home in June.
Stop again, lying, again, man. When was Patrick Beverly in the NBA Finals? Did I miss that, Oren?
Stop lying,
I mean,
Pat.
The NBA Finals are historically are in June.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Oh, hush. Trey's right. You guys, we forget 19 or everybody. He was the savior. Right. We drafted him and everybody said, here we go. That's uncomfortable, bro.
I don't. Knee deep in the trenches.
Oh, jeez. Here's Trey Young.
And by the way, and Trey's trying to keep his cool.
He is.
A lot of guys on Twitter were saying, Trey needs to come hard. Well, I mean, he's just trying to be measured and not lose his cool.
Well, and Mike, here's the thing. When he came on, he said, look, I just want to spit the facts.
Right.
Right? And I think his approach actually probably bothers Pat Beverly even more because he's not screaming and cussing and going, oh, I ain't been in the playoffs.
And Pat Beverly's dropping F-bombs and this and that every 5 seconds.
So
like
Trey's
a child.
Just like, just look at my numbers and look at your numbers. Right? He's as cool as a cucumber. All right, here's Trey.
Cooler than you, dude.
Talking about the challenge. He challenged Beverly to name his source. And this is interesting because Pat Beverly says, I talk to people in Atlanta. Okay. Listen to Trey's response to this.
State your source. You in the media field now. I don't look at you as a player. State your source. Which teammate of mine told me that it's the Trey Hawks. It ain't the Atlanta Hawks. Because I would tell you myself, I have a lot of teammates I keep in touch with. A lot. A lot that I know you know. So I want you to state your source. Because I know some guys that were my teammates that are in the media field. You can be the guy that changes this whole game. Just state your source. That's part of it. I challenge you.
Kind of like a cross between Michael Jackson and like Prince when he was going through the Sony negotiations. He was doing that. Remember they did that interview?
The sign?
Yeah, the sign on his face. I'm not talking about that record.
That's
cover.
The problem. You're too relaxed. Oh, 7 years you made the playoffs. You're too relaxed. Get uncomfortable. Really get uncomfortable and lead your
Beverly's going for clicks and they got
That's
it. He's
exactly
generating
right.
heat. But again, if you live in Atlanta, you know we've had this debate 1,000 times. The best player that he's ever played against with is John Collins.
Obviously. But I've been on teams who've won 50 games.
Yeah, okay. And you didn't do jack.
This is comical, bro. It just is.
I mean, seriously.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
I mean, a banged-up Porzingis would be the greatest player that Trey's ever played with.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's no lie told.
No, it's not.
I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June.
June. Why, you going on a long fishing trip? Because you ain't going to be in the finals.
This is hilarious. 404-726-0929.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Here's one more from Trey. When Trey questions. And he's questioning what we're questioning. It's Dukes and Bill. He says, Pat Beverly, what have you won?
You talk about a winner. What have you won? Tell me. What have you won? And don't respond with that, like, sympathy, I won in life, I won in basketball, because you did, man. You made it to the NBA. There's very few many people that can say that. But at the same time, bro, it's levels to this.
Yeah, there's levels to this ish. You know what? He's right. There's elite superstars, there's stars, and there's really good players in the league, and then there's complimentary guys. You know what Pat Beverly is?
But I've been on teams who won 50 games.
You're a complimentary guy.
Patrick Beverly's career earnings are estimated over $80 million.
Yeah, and that's
which is a great
that's
career.
Great. That's great.
Trey is basically 5 times that.
That's a, listen, okay. Anybody out here who can make $80 million playing in the NBA, it's a great life.
Right.
But when you start breaking this stuff down, and here's the deal, and this is why we're talking about this. He made this personal, Mike.
Yes, he did.
He made this personal. Like, Trey made that response about relax. Yo, we're out here talking about the All-Star game, and you're criticizing us. And he went in on Trey because you said it. He wanted clicks.
Right.
He wanted people to go, oh, yeah, you're right about Trey Young. This is an easy conversation because of the struggles, not just with Trey, but this Hawks organization has had in the front office.
Right.
Now we feel like, right, we feel like we got a guy that's got a vision. His offseason has been really good, and they're doing the right things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. How do you guys feel, man? 404-726-0929.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
Trey's going to make more in these this year and next year than Beverly made his entire career.
Well, and here's the other part. If you go back and look at the highlights, and I have, Trey killed Pat Beverly when he faced up against him.
I have to tell my family every year, Dad'll be home in June.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.